Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 28, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Trends and Burden of Atrial Fibrillation Over 3 Decades, a Population-Based Study. This population-based study across 3 decades demonstrated an increase in atrial fibrillation prevalence, particularly in men, with age, hypertension, and heart failure being key risk factors. The observed increase in atrial fibrillation incidence remained stable over time, highlighting the persistent need for effective prevention and management strategies. The findings suggest a growing burden of atrial fibrillation, necessitating continued attention to risk factor modification and targeted interventions. Article number 2. Accelerometry defined physical activity and quality of life in hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. This study, using accelerometry in patients with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, revealed that reduced physical activity levels correlate with poorer quality of life, independent of left ventricular outflow tract obstruction. Patients with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy demonstrated significantly lower daily step counts compared to genotype-positive, phenotype-negative individuals. These findings underscore the importance of encouraging and supporting increased physical activity in hypertrophic cardiomyopathy patients to improve their overall well-being. Article number 3. Sex differences in the association between polygenic risk score and atrial fibrillation incidence, a prospective cohort study. This prospective cohort study of over 444,000 participants found that a higher polygenic risk score for atrial fibrillation was associated with an increased risk of developing atrial fibrillation, with this association being more pronounced in men compared to women. This sex-specific effects of the polygenic risk score were consistent across different levels of clinical risk as defined by the CHARGE-AF score. These results suggest that genetic predisposition to atrial fibrillation may differ between sexes, which could inform personalized risk stratification and prevention strategies. Article number 4. Percutaneous intramyocardial septal radiofrequency ablation for hypertrophic cardiomyopathy with residual obstruction after alcohol septal ablation. This study investigated percutaneous intramyocardial septal radiofrequency ablation as a treatment for obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy patients with persistent left ventricular outflow tract obstruction following alcohol septal ablation. The findings suggest that percutaneous intramyocardial septal radiofrequency ablation is a feasible option in carefully selected patients, demonstrating both acute and short-term reductions in left ventricular outflow tract gradients and improved symptoms. Further research is needed to assess long-term outcomes and identify optimal patient selection criteria. Article number 5. Association between electrocardiographic changes and myocardial injury or death after cardiac surgery. This study of patients undergoing cardiac surgery found that new potential ischemic ECG changes after surgery were significantly associated with a higher risk of 30-day mortality. Specifically, new Q waves, ST segment depression, or T wave inversion were all independent predictors of increased mortality. These findings highlight the importance of vigilant postoperative ECG monitoring for early detection of myocardial ischemia and prompt intervention to improve outcomes following cardiac surgery. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.